Good morning, everybody. Well, we have a drama-rama to talk about today. There's this man named Saul. Can you say Saul?
Saul.
Good. And Saul, later, at the end of the story, becomes Paul. Can you say Paul? Yes. Well, Saul was the meanest of mean guys. We're in church, but he hated the Christians, the new people who were spreading the word about Jesus. So he even got letters from the rabbis so if he found anybody who was a Christian, he could take them away and have them killed. And he had a very big, bad reputation. Everybody knew about Saul and stayed away from him if you were a Christian. So one day, Saul is on this mean journey on the road to Damascus, and he is about to go get more letters when suddenly this huge bright light, like bigger than anything in real life, like in the movies where the lights go. He was blinded, and suddenly a voice said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he's like, "Who's talking? Who's talking?" And Jesus says, "It's me, Saul, and you need to stop." And then Saul was blinded by the light. So he is on the road, and people who were with him had to help him get back to get to the city of Damascus. So then, God calls to a wonderful man who was a Christian. His name was Ananias. Can you say Ananias?
Ananias.
Oh my gosh, great job. And Ananias has a message from God that says, I want you to go put your hands on Saul to heal him, and I want you to do that as soon as possible. And Ananias was like, "I don't know, this is the bad guy. This is the guy we don't like." And the Lord said, "Just go and do it." So Ananias did. And when Saul put his hands on his head, suddenly Saul could see again, and he wasn't blind. And he was baptized right away. And then suddenly he became a Christian, and he started to preach the word. Now, what's the point of this for you all? Here's the point. If God can change the meanest, baddest, cruelest man, and Saul was, he can change us. And any time that we have a problem or a need, or I have bad days, or I have a bad hour. I had a bad hour yesterday, and I got pissy about something that was not important, but I was tired and cranky. But after I got through it, I asked God's forgiveness and said, "Please help me be a good person. Please help me shake this off." And that's what we can do. So if Saul can become Paul, we get to be part of God's message and life. So let's bow our heads and let's pray after me. Dear God, thank you for being with us. And thank you for changing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.